An estimated 60,000 Fijians have diabetes, and as many as half don't know it. Dr. Eddie McCaig, professor of surgery at Fiji's National University, told RNZ Pacific that many people ignore early signs like thirst and excessive urination, and by the time they do see a doctor, it's too late. We have no option but to cut the limb off, he said. In addition, diabetes leads to eye surgery for cataracts and retinopathy and to kidney problems that require dialysis. About 900 cases each year, Dr. McCaig said, and in Fiji, that's very expensive, about $35 million on the kidney alone. We're doing a good job, he added, but we can't afford to do it. While it's obviously important to treat diabetes, Dr. McCaig said he would like to see the government fund diabetes awareness and prevention. He emphasized good nutrition. People must know what to eat, how to eat, he said, maintaining a healthy weight, and exercise. We have a great rugby team that runs around the field, Dr. McCaig said, but as soon as they reach 30, they all swell up. Part of the problem in Fiji and elsewhere is sugary drinks. Last year, the Coca-Cola factory in Laukala installed new technology that tripled capacity to 21,000 bottles per hour. Isameli Tukana, the health ministry's national advisor for non-communicable diseases, said, "As we try to reduce advertisement of unhealthy food and unhealthy drinks for children, our biggest barrier and our fight is with these big industries." For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.